Listen. I know it's tough to listen to. The sounds of them. People struggling, dying in the streets. Looking for answers. Looking for guidance. I have one message. Recently, I had Chinese food. And I received a message. No joke. It says, don't stop now. Three simple words. But when you look deeper, look into the true meaning. This strip of paper is urging me to never cease. The end of Dunn Genetics. Delicious. When we last left our adventurers, we were trying to pin a crime on one of the council members. We had a lot of enemies, decided to be opportunistic, and really cut a man down without using the blade. In this particular episode, there's a wonderful exchange between our rogue, Miles Carver, and Kelson, who, as a bad cop, good cop exchange goes, The finale is upon us. Will we destroy the Black Tower? Will we truly uncover the vile villain villainizing our vestiges? Very much. Listen, won't you? Thank you very much for listening, Dungeon Edits. Catch you on the break.
All right, you go there and you see that as you're walking in, the Sergeant at Arms is leaving. He sees you come in. Shuffling some paperwork, and he comes up and greets you, and he's like, did you hear that the council's meeting in about 15 minutes?
No, we did not.
No?
No, we've been out for days.
I know. It's good to see you guys back.
Good to be seen.
Since our first expedition hasn't returned, we were kind of hoping that you guys could lead the next.
It's a possibility.
Maybe.
Right now, Leon Taff is trying to put together the next expedition.
Ooh. Okay.
Is he doing this in the next 10 minutes? Because he should probably slow down a little bit.
The tower seems unnaturally dangerous. Yeah. I prefer to wait until we know more about what we're dealing with.
Yeah, we're
just gathering
our wits about
us. Well, he's actually a mage of the tower. So he's going to lead the next one. He was the guy that was
saying that the other tower that helped you guys a few times.
He was outside the tower when it transported out.
He's my boy.
I would like to talk to him more about that incident because I wasn't expecting the giant magical fallout that followed.
Well, he actually is preparing in another room on a side room off the main council. He's going to brief us on our next attempt. We're going to give him several of the watch members. And Council Shepherd said that he would go in with him.
You two press the guy. All right. We'll go talk to the mage.
Okay.
Okay, good.
You sure? You're the cop?
And with a charisma.
We'll play good cop. We'll play good cop werewolf.
Remember what happened?
Werewolf. Did you see what he looks like? He looks like someone that
I know.
Lives like...
Yeah.
It's like
you just call it up a tree stump.
Yeah.
His staff literally looks like a growing tree. It has, like, leaves and stuff off of it.
I'm going to consult the doctor about that.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
All right.
We'll do that. You guys go.
All right. As they're walking off, what do you guys ask him? And he's like, is there anything I could help you with?
Yeah, we were just kind of wanting to know what's been going on the past couple of days because, I mean, I've been out for a while. I know he's been around.
Well, I've been coordinating with the Sergeant-at-Arms at... basically ensuring that those men-at-arms that remain are not loyal to the late Duke.
It's a good idea.
He had a little eccentric behavior that needs to be, hopefully it hadn't spread to any of the others under his chain of command.
Yeah, it was kind of bad. and stuff.
I guess I wasn't really around for that.
Good. We need to maintain order without the Duke, and especially after Aiden's murder, we need to ensure the public that the security of the city is still intact.
Was there any information that came out, like any information?
We have no idea. He was alone, and as far as we knew, he was alone. All the council members were here. There were several guard in the town, and you guys were the only ones that were in this building at the time.
Did he have any known enemies or anyone that might not have liked him that we might know about?
Not that we know of.
When was the last time you actually saw him?
Probably the day you guys headed to the well.
Is there anyone that was outside the council that was like very vocal besides him against you guys? There was any like
against? Well, there's a lot of people within the society.
Is there like another like up to his level of like? Does he have like any co-partners that you guys know of or anything?
Aiden, no. The other vocal people were actually the high priest in the cathedral. He spoke out against the council as well.
Hmm. Interesting.
You guys go in. You see a cloaked individual. You see his back, and then you see Liam Taff on the other side with his hood on his robe pulled back, and he's got a map laid out, and he seems to be explaining some of the magical defenses that may be in place to the other individual in this room.
We don't know who that individual is.
No, he's three of you walk in, and he's like leaning over like this, so. You're coming up right behind him.
I mean, like, what are we trying to...
Okay.
Are we trying to convince him that he can give us, like, anything? Yeah. Or are we just trying to...
Hey! How you guys doing?
Yeah.
I heard you guys are mounting a war party.
To that offer.
We want
to,
Leon Tath sees Adam's you guys, and he's like, it's great to see that you guys are all right. Like, you're definitely what we need to push this expedition over the top. So far, we have several of the watch... that have volunteered.
Not very tactful.
There's me, Counselor Shepherd, who is partially trained. He wasn't actually a wizard of the tower. And there's my new friend. And the cloak figure turns around, and he pulls back his cowl, and you see that he's an elf.
What?
And you recognize him. It's Slade Sion, the guy that sacked Hidden Harbor.
What? Oh, he's a bad guy.
He goes, we meet again.
Unfortunately.
The leaf people. The leaf people.
Is there going to and be a problem?
Lee and Taff looks between the two of you guys. You guys know each other?
Yeah.
The
yeah.
leaf people.
We kind of do.
Wait.
I'm confused. I'm just confused why he's here.
Well, let me just clue in my little mage friend here. Basically, the blood dragon here has a blood vow against him because... Well, that's just the way it goes.
He kind of walks around the tower and, like, basically, he kind of, like, just goes like this and, like, opens his thing and you see, like, a row of daggers. He's like, no, nothing personal about what happened before, but I'm here helping to clean up your mess.
Ooh. I'd still like to know what before was all about. But before that, I'd like to know why the potion we were given to dump in the well exploded in our faces.
Well, that has nothing to do with these guys. That was from Councilor Shepherd.
Oh, I thought we were talking to Shepherd.
No, Shepherd's in another one. He's with the other council members.
Okay. Right. I have one question for you, Slade. How do you walk with balls that big? Because after this is over, are we going to have a problem?
I have no problem with you.
Are you sure?
No one cries for a town of pirates that's put out in this way.
That was my town. Well, okay, well, it wasn't really my town.
But still. The problem was the town of pirates that were waylaying vessels from this nation, if not others. Also, the people in that town were responsible for releasing Solsi.
Oh.
And I have basically information from my superiors that believe the reason why the tower left this plane is because Solsi came here, and he took it over.
Yeah, I got that saying on my side, too.
So I'm here to ensure that this doesn't spread. He needs to be either returned to his prison or destroyed.
No.
So for now, we have an uneasy truce, so to speak.
I have no problem with this nation, but he needs to be contained. He was the vessel of the god of death. during the war that my ancestors fought.
No, but it's just easier instead of talking over top people.
Quick aside. Thank you.
John. Yeah. See, just let me know if I can do that. Don't tell me what it is, but just see if I can do that.
I do remember that.
From what
Keelan are doing. But it's the disguise kit doesn't hold up to like really close inspections, especially if they're people that know each other very well. Like putting some makeup and changing your things, like it's going to be
really
a little
disguise
hard.
Disguise kit. It's like
the disguise kit. Disguise kit's more useful like for disguising yourself, someone that isn't completely known or doesn't know you, but like when they know you and they know each other very well, disguising as one or the other is going to be very difficult.
And now that Crystal Skull's gone, and I'm crazy, and I'm killed someone.
For Cocoa Puffs. All
right.
Who knows?
This is my thought. I have more than one, actually.
this
is the one I'm going to talk about.
Come over our side. Sorry, sir. Yeah.
I don't trust him any farther.
I keep forgetting there's a camera here. It's weird. It's like right over my.
And I honestly believe he has his all ulterior motives. I seriously doubt he's here to help. But right now we have bigger problems to deal with, and he needs to go to the back burner. But we need to keep an eye on him because the minute he steps out of line,
keep
I'm sticking my
closer,
sword in him.
Bob, Chester, keep your enemies close.
Keep your enemies in your butts. Keep your enemies in your pockets.
Keep your enemies in your butt. We got to keep him close to us to see what's going on. And he might spill and tell us, indulge us with some information unknowingly.
Not for nothing, Slade.
Keelan.
I'm sorry.
Jay.
I apologize for any harm.
Cap on this game?
I find you guys equal.
I could rough him up.
Equal companions in the war that's coming.
Like rough him up.
Oh, where's your giants?
Yeah, that invasion.
The elves don't go to war often, but I received that order directly from the king of the elves.
Call him. It's like
wasn't my call.
Yeah.
Like, you okay with
we'd have to
blow the giant horn. He's gonna appear.
The other firstborn are our Conrads.
Oh, really?
What are the older ones?
I think you might be able to get away with that a little bit more because you're kind
of... It's been lonely.
I hear actually now that the son of Faller
doesn't really know you
your
as
party.
Much. So he knows us from past stuff, so he knows I'm not like...
I know him from my...
jumpy?
Yeah. Falling Rain was very popular within the Druid Council. The king holds the Druid Council's
buddy who we could
opinion very highly.
Yeah, we can give that a try.
He's actually passed.
That's unfortunate. He's been away from the kingdom for a long time doing the errands of the council.
My heart grows heavy. With the memory of
his. You might want to consult a doctor.
I'm going to try to fake cry.
roll for fake cry.
Oh, that's pretty good. 17 with a minus one, so that's 16.
It's like you went to Juilliard.
Some tears.
He moves over and he puts his hand on your shoulder and he's like, it's all right, brother.
It's like he went to the actor's studio or something.
My favorite swear word. No.
And then the mage to cut the awkwardness. He's like, I know most of all the security in this place. There are several things that may be in place if we take it, but it really depends on how much the academy has fallen. Like how many of the white wizards have turned, and if it really is Solsi in there. If he potentially got all of the academy, there's enough magical firepower in there that we probably will not be able to handle them.
Okay.
It's turning into
But you do know Leon Taff from being here. He is one of the archmages, mages of the tower. He's probably one of like the 8 strongest mages that live in the tower.
Okay.
So he can hold his own. You've seen Slade. He's not a wizard, but he's a proficient fighter.
And
Shepard, he knows magic, so he'll be the watch will do what the watch do.
Die.
We
have a giant. I don't know if you've heard. He's
a giant.
We have a giant.
A giant in the lowlands? Slade looks concerned. He's like, the giants haven't been to the lowlands since the elves made peace with them.
You know.
Hold on one thought. Run down the hall. Go to this room. Find them. Hey,
guys.
You know about giants, right? Yes. Grab them. Boom.
All right.
Because I don't know, why are they here?
Huh?
The giants.
Oh, that's why I'm here. Giants. Thanks for carrying me down the hall.
All right. So you come in the room. Slade recognizes you. You kind of recognize him. Slade's a little older than you. Mm-hmm. But he remembers when you trained with your father in the Elven Kingdom before you came back to the human lands.
Slade?
And he's like, oh, Kelson, I haven't seen you in probably a century. You have your grandfather's blade.
I do indeed.
Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. Nyuk, 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 nyuk. You were there with your father when they signed the peace treaty.
Yep, I remember that quite vividly.
It's interesting that the giants have decided this time to make any move on the lowlands. Mm. Eventually, after this, I will have to report that to the king. If they're in violation of the treaty, the elves will not be happy.
Yeah, nobody's gonna be happy.
Well, I'm all alone now.
I had something, but I didn't carry.
I know
down the
you
hall.
Took my brains away, right?
All right. Well, what do you have?
Yeah, well, we had a plan, but you guys ruined it by carrying him away.
Pretend this happened before I took him out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, which are I do? I'm right. Pretty sure I got one too. Pretty sure.
We're gonna ask him if he wants a position of power and which council member he needs, what needs to go. But you're gonna rough him up a little bit first, remember?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about because I mean he's not very wealthy and he's not very well liked. Probably not well, very yeah, well
he,
adjusted.
He's not well respected. He does own some land. It is farmland outside the city, which normally he feeds a large portion. The problem now with the zombies is a lot of his farms have gone untended. He hasn't gone under yet, but he doesn't have a lot of money left.
Right. So I can put some monetary pressure on him by threatening to buy out his lands and completely bankrupt him and leave him with nothing except for...
Oh my God.
Well, I'm a noble, so I'm
he's
assuming
best,
I've got something stashed away.
He's a noble, and he's 200 years old.
He's a badass, man.
I got bank, yo.
Let's do it.
So,
do it.
Gangster so we can put pressure on him that way.
He's yeah.
I'll play the good guy.
He's
but
effectively
like, hey, man, don't really
on the council.
This. He's kind of a
he's
nice guy.
He's one of the inner personal.
We'll do it. Good cop, bad cop.
Assistance to one of the other dukes in the north. All
right.
Okay.
And scene.
So you know, if there's nothing else, you really got information for us. I mean, there's nothing else you got going on. Nothing else you know about what happened.
Oh, it's something you need
really
to
want
quick.
To say.
Yeah, so what was the Master of Arms? Master of Arms?
Sergeant Arms.
Sergeant Arms. What was he doing here?
We were coordinating to ensure the loyalty of the remaining men at arms. We need to establish order. I was actually given that task by Chancellor Elmar.
Thank you for that.
Since the Duke's removal, Elmar has taken the authority.
So Elmar's up in charge.
Elmar's is like, what was the...
He's the head of the council.
Head of the council.
He's up in charge.
He was appointed to the position by the late Duke. And since the Duke's passing, he is probably the most powerful person in the city.
So how's your farm? Just, you know...
Half my farms go untended, and with the loss of Rosebloom, it's going to cause quite a problem for us with the coming winter.
So listen, I'm pretty sure you're not telling us everything that you know. So
nice man said
I'm
he told us everything.
But I got a gut feeling that he doesn't, because I'm the bad cop.
I can't control him sometimes. He just goes off the handle.
Well, I don't know much. All I know...
I love you.
...is Elmar... He's like, all I know is Elmar moved let very quickly in consolidating power. He's also the one that gave the order to kill the old Duke.
Okay. Mm.
I basically do what everyone tells me. I don't have as much influence on the council as the other people.
Would you like more?
Like how?
Well?
All right, I guess we're going back to that. Well, there's a priest that is apparently pissing everybody off. What with the undead and whatnot. And are you a particularly holy man? Do you observe the Sabbath?
The pious? Well, you do know from the pious, that's his family, or his name, last name. He is incredibly religious. He's probably about 40 pounds underweight because he fasts every third day.
You're probably not going to be up for killing the priest.
Well, not him.
Oh.
We'd kill him and do it.
His name's Emerson the Pure.
Emerson the Pure. How do you feel about the way the churches run these days?
Well, the church is bloated and full of money.
Bloated and full of money.
Emerson's probably got the largest endowment of anyone left on the council.
So how would you feel about the chance to fix that?
What are you suggesting?
Well, I'm just suggesting that if you feel that strongly about the church, I'm assuming you would think that something needs to be done. So let's just cut to the chase. How would you like the opportunity to do something about it?
I don't know what you want me to do.
Do you want me to do this? Or him?
Basically, all I really, really, all we really need from you is just
take control.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
But when we ask, be our guy.
I'll see. I do have a good working relation with the sergeant at arms. That may come in handy.
That may come in handy.
Okay. Am I supposed to ask this until I do this?
We're good.
Okay. All right, man. Well, keep on keeping on,
and you'll be hearing from us.
He shakes your hand, and he's like, will I see you guys at the council meeting in a few minutes?
Yes, you will.
And remember to keep this on the DL, if you know what I mean.
At this point, I run into the room and grab him.
All right.
What the deuce? Again.
There we go.
All right, back
I'm getting
to you
grabbed by a very small dwarf and being chugged down the hall.
Wait for me! All right, now I get to the room, and I see this guy, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be badass?
Is he going to walk into the room?
Because I want to get pissed.
Well, yeah,
that
you
guy and
him,
me had bad times
well,
last time we
he's
saw
He's going to meet us up here. But
yeah,
he
well, I'm going to stop him.
Now, but I had
actually.
Way more bad times than you guys did because that me and him had a thing, didn't we?
Now, that would just
if I remember correctly.
Change the course
Dude,
of the story.
Downed us both. You and me both.
I know, but he really wrecked me more than he wrecked. You got all your armor and shit. I got nothing.
He opened up your...
he gutted me.
He spilled his bowels.
He tried to gut me.
Honestly... Poopy. It would change the whole story if
Wouldn't
you
it?
Came in there and you just went attacking.
Jumped across and did the like, stealth move and just
I
right in the neck.
I think it would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I kind of think it would
like,
be.
If you walked in there.
All right, look, mister, I'm possessed by evil. Let's not
jump to killing people.
Yeah, let's
well,
not go with
the airplane.
Isn't that what we do?
It would change things.
It would definitely change the dynamic of the room.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be a time and a place for him.
Yeah, but why if we have it right now when I don't know what's going on? I see
that
guy.
All right, so you walk in, you see them talking to Slate.
But I don't see Slate. How about he's not facing me and then he turns around and I see his face?
No, he's facing them now.
All right, so I come in the room.
Yep.
Right range. He strikes me.
Yeah.
The power of the wolf. And I come running across the room.
We stop you.
You try to stop me. But I use.
Do we have to roll here to see if we can stop?
You have to roll and stop Mark.
Roll an initiative check to see if you can act before Mark. And Mark, you roll one too. See how fast you go.
God, you're the fastest person in our party.
10.
19 plus.
What'd
two.
You get, Mark?
11 plus 5.
All right. You go
16.
You go much faster than he does.
Huh?
He reacted. What are you going to do?
I'm going to tell him, hold, stay your anger. I know what you're feeling. Believe me.
Are you just going to talk to him?
You guys are
you
I'm going to stand in his way, obviously.
We're all, I'm like coming
roll.
At
grab
him.
Roll,
yeah,
grab,
I'm going
to
stand in his
grab.
Way, grab.
We should all
right, roll, roll.
As he tries to grab me, I go for my crossbow.
Oh, no.
Roll strength checks. Because he goes faster than you.
Are we all?
No, no, just the two of them. They're basically wrestling.
Five.
Oh, shit, you're real.
I have a strength modifier of 5, so.
So
10.
You get 10? What'd you get?
13 plus 16.
Oh.
So you get in front of you get in front of
I'm
Mark.
I'm gonna kill this guy before Johnny even gets a chance to do it. In the
and he bait Mark just kind of like spins out of your arm and kind of rolls around you. You're like no.
It's like no, not now.
And then I get right up to him. As my arm goes up, I stop right before his neck, and I say, why shouldn't I kill you?
Can I roll to slap Mark?
No. You do that. Your knife comes out, and you notice the slender steel of elven steel against your throat. And he goes, so you ain't faster than me.
Oh.
You
roll right now. But there will be a day when I am. And I just... pull the bait back and I walk out of the room.
Jesus, will you girls put down the knives?
Yeah,
come on.
He puts
that bowled me.
Yeah, he puts his his thin rapier back in his scabbard.
We got shit we gotta do. Let's go.
As I walk out of the room, I turn to go. I'll be at the tower.
That's good.
Someone's getting old.
All right. So everyone goes to the, everyone goes to the council meeting
except for me because I'm at the tower waiting.
So
pacing back and forth in front of the door.
So there's the five.
I mean, whoa!
Eight guards around.
That was really intense. Gosh, I thought Miles Carver was really going to change the dynamics of the entire episode. Doomy, our wonderful DM, to all failure. Because when we off NPCs, we don't let anyone know. Now, more on that later. Thank you again for listening to Dungeonetics. We can be reached on Instagram at Dungeonetics. Email at dungeonetics@gmail.com and on Twitter at Dungeonetics. Thank you so much, and I like to thank a couple of the wonderful people providing sounds for this particular episode. We get most of our sounds at freesounds.org because, well, I don't feel like paying for shit. The following I like to thank first. Minigun Fiend. Deck Stromorny. 13 and Harry. Malfun 2. Tembre. Or Timbre. AG Money Trigger. Devore. That's a zero. DSIS Studios. Clank Bleed. Again. Dungeons. Back to the adventure.
Do you know why there was such an explosive after effect when the tower re-entered our dimension?
Shepherd speaks. He's like, I completely apologize. I did not see that in my projections. It's almost as if the water you guys brought back contained like hundreds of souls trapped in it. I had no idea that that potion was going to unleash a wave of shades against you.
Well, for the record, don't do that again.
Yeah. Seriously.
Like, I don't like being knocked out. I know it's not your fault. I know. You couldn't see it, but listen, innocent people don't need to die just because, you know.
It's completely understandable, but at least now all of you guys are safe. The Duke is removed. If we can just get the tower under control, we can put order back to the city.
Pretty much everyone has some kind of weapons. Some of the council members have like daggers,
okay.
But there's you guys. Slade has more weapons than you can count.
The wizard, psycho stabby
the wizard has a staff. Shepherd has his bow that he always has on his back, and
you still need to send a. You know, Stone Boy to go climb up and get the dagger.
No,
we
already did that.
And he placed it in the priest room?
I don't know. Where did you place it?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the whole thing.
The priest was, yeah.
I was actually going
to
place
it. You tape it to the back of his dresser like I told you to?
Okay.
Okay, good boy.
We'll go with that. All right, as you guys get there, Elmar, it's very good that we got you guys back. I was afraid with what we had available right now, it may be very difficult to get control of the White Tower. We don't know how far it's corrupted.
I'm going to kill that guy.
Our last people we sent in did not return.
No. Who would you send in there? Just
randomly. Some of the Watch members. We didn't know. It was before Slade arrived and told us that he believed that something else was in there.
Oh, okay. A column?
It was my understanding.
Well, I'm trying to think of something different that I could be doing.
No.
Because you guys aren't. I'm not in the room with you guys.
No, I know. You're outside pacing, like...
But what you want if a piece of me? You want a piece of me?
I'm saying, what if I walk up... What if I run into the Sergeant of Arms while I'm outside?
What that?
Have you met our friend, Kelsey?
Hello.
Yes, it's the Huntmaster of Axford.
I'm not there, I'm just saying. I'm not there.
The Huntmaster. I remade that joke last time.
Who the hell am I talking to?
This is
all five council members.
Yeah, we're all okay.
The five of you.
Not me.
Not him.
Of course.
It's Slade, the elf, and the wizard.
Can I talk to Emerson?
Yeah, let's talk to Emerson.
No, you see Emerson, he's there.
Hey, buddy.
What
up, douchey?
How can I help you?
Well, since we're all here and, you know, we're all good friends, just a couple quick questions. You're the holy person in this place, right? You're the one that was actually guarding to make sure evil didn't come in.
I contain the relics of St. Lear.
Then how did one of those relics slip into the hand of the enemy? How did that bone statuette get into the wrong...
Well, I don't actively guard them. I own the property. The sacrosanct. My female warriors are the ones that guard them.
Female warriors.
Wow. No one sees what they look like. They have full plate, and they've taken a vow of silence.
So you think
so? I recommend that you re-up their vows?
You think they're silent?
You need to out.
You know what I mean? I've made them speak.
About as useless as nipples on a breastplate.
You made one big mistake. And it puts doubt in my mind.
Uses nipples on a Batman suit.
I'm almost to the point where I cannot trust anyone on this council. That's how I personally feel. I would like to search everyone's room to make sure everyone's on the up and up.
I think he's correct.
Now the badge comes out.
I think we should. I don't trust anybody in this council.
Elmar kind of rocks back in his chair. He goes, "That is a good idea. I will have the watch check everyone's rooms. However, I think it's imperative that whatever's in that tower be not allowed to grow its influence beyond the tower.
Definitely.
It's now within the plane, and if Slade is correct, and it is Solsi in there, then this town has a much larger problem than whatever anyone on this council has locked in their closet.
Sidebar. Like what porn?
What if I walk in with a Sergeant Arms right now? And Sergeant Arms has a dagger, and he announces that he found it in the priest's room.
No, they need to
run a path.
Has anybody actually looked at this dagger?
Brian did.
Well, I had it. I tried.
It was his dagger.
Okay, it was his dagger.
Yeah.
You didn't put your initials on it.
Property of Kazan.
This is KK.
Yeah, yeah.
Property of the Nutty Wizard.
No, they need to. This is. They need to find it on that person. They can't. We can't just have someone come in there and claim they found it somewhere.
What? Where?
Because anybody could say that.
Yeah, they're letting it happen naturally.
Yeah, you gotta let it happen.
So it feels like it's not forced.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that because suspicion is drawn.
Anybody can come in and be like, "I found this in so and so's bedroom."
But if it's the
I found this in my pants and it was itchy.
Yeah, it reminds me of the cops in L.A. Yeah. Anyway, then the time is now. Fuck up some shit.
Alright.
Are we
going
in?
Yeah, we're going in.
So there's the four of you go to meet him. There's the wizard, the elf. Dalton isn't going in. He's making sure that there's still order in the town while you guys are in there. However, he does commit 30 men-at-arms that are joining the expedition. So you're waiting outside the tower. While you're waiting out there, you see above the tower these dark, swirling clouds starting to gather.
It's like Ghostbusters.
It knows. It knows.
You start to see like a thunderstorm appears. As you guys are coming up to the thing, the top of the tower gets struck about 3 times in quick succession.
It knows.
It's Gozer, the Gozer.
And as you see them walk up,
There's gotta be
lightning disco.
It's a cantina band.
The darkness is performing up there.
Well, before we enter said tower, shall we nosh on some pizzas before they get frozen?
Yeah. I could, if you want to get some pizza,
I could take a tinkle.
Kind of hung.
So to the disco.
Things.
And that would be the music provided by.
You getting any
awesome
vibes?
Wasn't it something like super intense? I don't remember.
I just remember that image as he's walking up the steps with hundreds of stormtroopers behind him. Mm.
That was the best shot, though. I gotta admit.
It was a great shot. The movie just sucked. He gave the little one, the younglings.
I have the high ground. Congratulations.
We've just been fighting up, running up walls, but now I'm higher than you.
Now all of a sudden, me being
fight.
Higher is gonna solve everything. I'm like, I have a blaster. Bam! Game over.
Okay. So you guys are outside the tower.
Should we roll to see if there's any magic
outside?
Well,
I'm asking him if he
Is he having any visions? Is
yeah,
he sensing
anything
from the tower?
Yeah, I mean, can I roll to see if I have any visions?
Is your spider sense tingling?
Well, are you going to cast one of your spells to allow you to see?
I could do... Well, I don't want to do that one.
You don't have a lot of them memorized. The only one you have is contact another plane.
I know, I don't want to use that right now. I feel like that would be a waste. Definitely a waste. But
arcane knowledge, then?
That's what I was thinking. Arcane knowledge. All right,
roll. Not quite sure.
No, I'm not quite sure.
The big long thing.
Your black robe wizard walks up to the front, and you see him trace like a signal, and it kind of glows the ruin on the door, and the door is just part up and open upward.
Excellent.
Those about to rock.
Oh my god.
We salute you.
You guys enter.
Hells to the yeah.
Let's probe a little deeper.
All right.
It's just one main entrance on the front, right?
The main door?
Yeah.
About four abreast. It's a large door. This tower is about the same size as the Black Tower in Gloom Meadow. It's kind of like the sister tower of what stands in Gloom Meadow.
The opposite rook, if you, so to speak.
Yes. As you guys enter, lightning strikes the top of the tower a few more times.
Goes to the Gozerian. Goes to the Gozard.
It's not raining, is it?
It's raining men. It's raining elves.
Not quite, but you think it will be raining
soon.
Are
you the gatekeeper?
I am the keymaster.
So basically, there's 40 men at arms.
Okay over there?
There's 40 men at arms, and there's the 8 of you, which are 5 of you, Counselor Shepherd, Leon Taft, and Slade. You see
everybody else in one group.
You see Slade. He pulls a sword from his back and one from that's crisped on his belt.
And
he just kind of like holds them and he's like, "No time but the present." And he just walks through the doors.
Come on, Kingsley, let's go.
I walk up behind him and jam
blast
him back
away.
On
the... let's follow right behind him.
Yeah.
All right. By his side is Liam. Shepherd has pulled his bow and has notched an arrow, and he's walking behind you guys. And then the columns of soldiers behind you.
I guess I have my sword drawn then.
You see the first floor. There's no windows in the White Tower. You see there's inner space, these white globes. They suspended about 8 inches from the ceiling at different intervals. There's nothing attaching them, but they're providing the light inside the tower. You see what this tower looks like, kind of like a... And when you first enter, there's like a atrium... like a greeting room.
Good.
But you don't see anything. No one moving. There's some like debris on the floor, like some discarded, like some pieces of food, some cloth.
So none of the wizards that were charged with keeping the tower, or none of the order?
None of the entry room people. And then there's two,
no one knows
two stairways that curl up both sides of the tower and go into doors onto the second floor.
Do they are the same?
No, they're different doors.
Different doors.
Anyone want to do a spot check?
All right, you're the most perceptive.
Duh.
You notice there's a kind of like a greeting room that's ajar. There's no one inside it. There's a table
donuts,
and some chairs that have been torn, kind of tossed
donuts.
Over.
Donuts.
You don't notice anything else. You do notice one body behind, like, the main, like, greeting counter. Mm-hmm. It looks like a watchman. His face looks very, like, pale.
He's wearing
There's no blood out of him. You don't see any wounds on him, but he's very pale and he's dead.
Dead body.
Oh. Where?
Behind that table.
Run over to it.
Okay.
Check it out.
Check it out.
I'll wait here.
We should check it out. Check his
I'm first grab thing. Him, and I'm. We're checking it out.
I'm staying with you, yes. Check it out. I'm not going anywhere.
You see Counselor Shepherd, he's kind of like got his bow trained on the doors upstairs, kind of watching them.
Looks like a watchman. Am I correct?
Yeah, he looks like it. But, you know, he's got no blood, so...
Roll roll.
Is that bite wounds? 3.
Again?
Let me pull over and check. He does have no wounds on him. You're not quite sure what killed him.
I'm really not sure what killed him. I think it was the fall. Oh, there's a roof.
Does he have anything on him?
His sword is still in the scabbard. Never drew it.
Wow, he didn't even have a chance to fight back.
Are we sure that's the roof?
What?
Could it be like a magic floor, and he could fall through it and die to his death?
I'm going to take his sword, throw it against the roof, and look at him and go, yes, it's a roof.
Hey, I don't know. It's a magical tower. What do you want
you
from
throw
me?
Ting-ting.
The clinking, all of a sudden, the guardsmen behind you all grab their swords, and they're like, and then they just relax.
Calm your shit.
Yeah, but what if that Jesus. Went through the no, ceiling? Then what would you have said, huh?
So he doesn't have, like any keys or anything on him besides the basics.
No.
All
right. Hopefully use his sword, not yours, because I don't have a sword.
It looks like he was caught, like, off guard. He died quickly. Is there any indication what he was doing before he died, or?
Cozy, you see anything?
Not sure. You want to?
No.
Wizards should not hold secrets.
Relate to Winterbottom that, that's as the, odd as it may sound, I sense magic on this man.
Really?
Huh, yeah, Kazaa. Sense anything now?
Not me.
On the guy. Do you sense anything as well?
You roll an arcane.
You notice, by examining his eyes, it seems like a magical presence went into his brain.
Interesting. Oh,
I told you I went into his brain.
Ugh. So something went into its brain through his eyes. That's what I'm
Ghost
getting
Rider.
Out of this.
Really bad Nick
Vengeance
Cage movie.
Stare.
Really bad Nick Cage movie went right through his eyes.
Something magical. I mean, we're in our load of hurt if something can do that to this man. Gentlemen, I should warn you.
Oh, jeez.
I told you it's something. Powers.
All right.
told you it's something.
Well, it's clearly not a giant snake.
No. No, it is not.
As you move to the staircase, Leon comes over to you.
Chester, did you hear that?
Kind of out of earshot of the others. He goes, we might want to split up. I advise that your two hotheads are in different groups than Slade.
You know those two hotheads? You got one?
Me and him.
Oh, okay.
The ones that want to kill
groups. Me, the counselor, Slade, will take 20 of the guardsmen, go up the left side. You take the other 20 guardsmen, go up the right side.
We want Shepard, though.
Well, yeah, what, 5 on one and 2 on the other? Or 6 on one and 2 on the other? We have to keep even teams.
Why?
Because that's the way you do things?
Well, if they get ambushed and it's just Slade and Leon and a bunch of grunts, they don't have as much firepower as the 6 of you guys.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, I forgot how many people were with you.
Agreed. Let's go.
All right, He grabs your arm and he's like, be safe.
As of you.
All right.
Hope you die soon. I said to Slade as he walks away.
You're going to blow your cover.
Feel the door.
What, he knows I don't like him.
Is there any
heat? I tell Slade, I hope he dies soon.
I'm thinking backdraft situation.
You're going to slap, drop, and roll.
All right, so the parties.
Only if you see
the parties
smoke
start
come
to
out,
break
and
apart
goes back in. That means
to both sides.
Fire backdraft.
Suddenly, all the glowing orbs deactivate, and the entire floor goes dark.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Great idea. Let's separate.
Make listen checks.
15. Oh, you have no wisdom.
Plus what?
Wisdom? Would you get
12, I said.
Okay. 19. So, all you guys are perceptive enough. You can hear crawling.
Son
on the
beach.
Walls, on the ceiling,
I'm dead
on
here.
The ground.
Dive!
But you can't. Shit. You can actually see. You both have dark vision. So you can't see colors
Wait a minute.
But you guys can see there's like these like mishing, like shambling, like, but they're crawling on all fours. They look like humanoid figures, except they have a big head, and their head is pretty much just a mouth and a big eye.
So
and they're all they're coming around. There's got to be at least almost 30 of them.
So kind of like Lickers
from
Resident Evil.
But half are coming towards your group, and the other half is coming towards the other group.
Aim for the eyes.
We can just go through the doors.
You don't want
to. Well, you two are the only ones that can even see the doors, though.
Yeah, we're lost in the dark.
Can I use evasion?
But you have to know what you're evading first.
Incoming!
We can tell something coming. There's ears coming.
There's 30 separated, tall, eyeless, gross.
No, no, they're
crawling.
Huge eye. Cyclops. One huge eye.
Cyclops. We take big mouth, huge eye, crawling.
Brian, don't you have like the thing with light?
Knee level.
I don't think I have anything like
I
that.
Do.
You have the light thing where you.
The light thing?
The light.
Don't you have a magic, like one of the things that's a light thing?
I have light.
I have light. I have light. Yeah.
Can no, I use light have, to throw it up while they battle
light
it out?
No, you know. All
right, well, you have to roll initiative.
No. All of us?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Do we have pictures of what we're fighting? So I can see.
Yeah, actually it does.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I've been getting the worst.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Oh. Mm.
No,
it's like a little toady.
That's cool. I rolled a 7. A wonderful
it's what
7.
Now?
Plus what? Your
initiative. I always
get this. Initiative 5.
Yeah.
I'm always first.
So if I threw my light up, everybody can see what the hell's going on. Huh?
Use your heart light.
I will.
Turn on your heart light.
Who's going first? Who's going second?
You know you love me.
First one is Miles. Miles can't currently see anything.
Except
you're in the dark, but you do hear these things like crawling on you. You do hear some like
crawling on me?
Not on you, but in this room, you do hear like the soldiers. They're kind of like very unsettled, and you can hear them starting to almost like panic. They're like, "What's that noise?" And you can hear people drawing their swords, and they're like, "What's happening?"
Hold, everyone, hold. Kazaa. Use your light.
You realize you have a torch.
Do I?
Yeah,
everybody's got
torches.
Yeah, we all have torches.
Oh, well, this is not my thing, so I don't know if I have it or not.
Well, in Mark's defense, we did talk about using my light prior.
Remember, Mark. Adventured anywhere?
Adventuring stuff! You adventure with torches!
Mark, use your Tinder. Left, right, swipe. Left, swipe.
Yes.
Oh, the,
I left swipe.
The
mode.
Other thing you have...
Well, now I want to light a torch, because there's no other way to do anything.
All right, and what else?
All right. You go into your backpack, you pull out your tinder, you light a torch, and you see the light appears. You see all these things scrambling. They all fixate on you.
Womp, womp.
Their eyes all move towards the source of the light.
That's fine.
Thank you.
I'll fuck them all up.
And Kelson?
Snarf.
Want some? Come get some.
It's still pretty dark, and this is a pretty big place. I'm thinking a lightning
like
arrow might be interesting.
Fight me.
Because who's after me? Bob?
After you Chester? Is Bob, yes.
Chester. Right, so that doesn't really matter because you can still see.
Yeah, both of you guys can see, and he's got the torch open
now.
Should
I use my light? Cause I'm
I think I'm going to go big and just go with Conjure Barrage.
We have a torch now, and he's probably going to conjure something.
All right.
Don't worry.
Well, it's more for
big old
two.
Swing.
He's going to conjure a giant glowing
pumpernickel
hippopotamus.
Pieces over here if anyone wants them. Because I don't like pumpernickel, so. Out there if anyone wants it.
Where?
Pumpernickel ooh. Things. I don't like them.
Ooh.
Huh?
Oh, man.
It's not that bad.
Okay, roll 3d8.
Supposedly in the other one, 3D8. They like drink and everything. So, I mean, what's
your
the difference?
D8, right? So that's one.
Yeah, but there's a lot of difference.
Don't they eat and everything, too?
No, they just drank, dude. We're the only ones that crunch.
I
3, 4, and 6.
I the beginning of it.
That's 13.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it. You got it. They have a... they have a kobold that loves, like, just money. They have, like, something that doesn't actually speak common and had to get enchanted with, like, a certain ritual to do a court case to prove that a Frankenstein monster didn't kill, like...
All right. So you basically pull out your longbow, fire an arrow that just... comes in like this swarm of arrows. You hit 6 of them. They're not dead, but they're definitely wounded. But they're still fixated on the light source.
I'm going like this.
Then we go to Chester.
That's easy. I'm gonna burn my my 2 transforms, and go. I'm gonna go fire elemental.
Already?
Yeah. Might as well.
Right, yeah, might as well.
I can hold this form until I run out of HP.
5 hours.
5 hours.
Wow. I don't think this battle.
You got some 5 hour energy going on.
Hard did.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was terrible.
The pink lemonade.
You can actually
best case of awareness
as a bonus action.
Yep. I know.
So Chester's orb all of a sudden you see his skin turn red and he just like bursts in the fire.
Where you go, Johnny?
Now he's like he looks like a man that's about 8 feet tall, made of pure fire.
Flame on.
Johnny Storm at his finest.
You have no solid material, so you can literally move through a space as narrow as one inch. Because you are literally just burning fire now.
Squeeze through doors.
Badass.
Wow.
And I still have one other thing I can do. I can use my attack.
Your actions, basically, you only really have one action. You can make two touch attacks, plus six to hit, and you do 2d6 plus 3 damage.
Yep, if the target creature.
If they're flammable, which these people are, and they take an additional 1d10 points of damage.
But I gotta touch them, huh?
Well, yeah. You don't shoot rays of fire, you just are moving.
elemental agoraphobic.
Could
you don't touch
possibly.
I don't want to.
That's just fist bump.
Can I cast a spell?
No, you can't cast spells in this form.
That's fine. All right, touch attacks.
All right, roll. All
right, shit. So wait a minute. As he turns into this creature, I just like look at my torch and go, oh.
Yeah, well, yeah. This illuminates.
Yes, he has.
The animal sheds a bright light in a 30-foot.
And dim light in an additional 30 feet.
So I just like throw my torch.
You have this little torch, and all of a sudden he becomes like an 8-foot tall bonfire.
I just throw my torch out into the thing and catches onto like a.
Plus.
You can plus six. This is plus six. That's your attack. All right, if you want to write it down,
I will.
It's plus six, two attacks. It does 2d6 plus three. Oh no, wait a minute. It's different. Until a creature takes an action to douse the fire. They take 1d10 points of damage every turn.
So it's ongoing savings?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they basically take 1d10 points of damage every turn until they douse the fire.
Okay, so that's the first attack, 16 plus 6. Huh. Second attack, 12 plus 6, 18.
That hits.
Okay, so.
Nice. So you do 46 plus 6 points of fire damage.
You are on fire.
46 plus 6. That is, shitty. 6, 11 plus 6, so that's 17.
17 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay. One is severely wounded, the one you're like, barraging, and he's on fire
Berserker
still.
Berserker barrage.
Okay.
Berserker barrage.
Berserker barrage.
And anyone that attacks you also sets themselves on fire.
Oh, cool. So, obviously, I had to move down the stairway. Am I, like, at the front lead of the right stairway?
Yeah, you kind of.
Okay, cool.
And you're giving light to a little more than your entire half of the room.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, America.
And the soldiers kind of cheer because now they can all see, and all the soldiers like draw their swords.
Ha ha!
And now we go.
Can we see the other party?
No, where we are? Your side sucks.
Someone could die before they get up to the top of the stairwell if I
19 now.
Berserker barrage.
All right, you seem very observant in looking around. Make a constitution save.
Me?
Yep.
Oh, God.
But it'd be bad.
Don't I have something that gives me bonuses to saving throws?
Like real rogue and...
No, you have...
Oh, I have Indomitable. I can reroll a failed saving throw.
Yeah, but you have proficiency, so you have a plus two to con, and you also have plus four because you're proficient in constitution saves.
Be a curveball.
So you have plus six. What'd you roll?
I rolled a two.
That
plus a six.
Doesn't matter. You take 15 points of damage.
Wouldn't it be the best
can
chance
I re-roll
to kill
that?
Your enemy?
Since
yeah, you can.
When they're fighting something else. Just saying.
Ah, 16.
Okay. You can feel like as you're looking around trying to survey all these creatures. You accidentally lock eyes with one of these guys, and they have that big, brilliant eye. And you can feel the eye looking into your mind. And you can feel your body rotting from inside, but you're able to shake it off.
That's the guy. Kill that guy. I let everyone in the room know, do not make direct contact with the large eye on these creatures.
It's got Ebola.
It has a death gaze effect. It's what killed the greeter in the main hall.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ebola, perfect game.
Ebola, perfect game. So fight the creatures, but do not make direct contact with their gaze.
All right, you get hit. One of them descends off the ceiling, and
this is Dave.
Peter.
Kelly. Nikki.
Ryan. Scott.
Nicole.
And you're listening to B&M Baked Podcast. Oh, boy, and metal. And we're
figuring
it out.
God damn it.
So, yeah. I'm tired, guys. Oh, that amazing thank you goes out to Beer and Battle. God damn it, just one of the best Dungeons and Dragons podcasts that will be around. If you're interested in listening to them, I can recommend an episode called Carl Gandhi. That's the reference I make halfway through. Thank you guys very much for listening to Dungeonetics. I will be leaving you now to a special dance remix. Disco head beat, yes. Good night.
So to the disco.
So
to the disco.
So